This is Pure Decking for Tuesday, November the 29th, 2036. And I'm not even going to bother with a fake intro tonight. So we got TAC, Suave, Syntax, and BSV. Hey, guys. So.
Sup.
Hola.
Yo.
Hello.
And analog.
Did I not say analog? Fuck. I'm doing the show sober, so I mean, you know.
You don't count as a person anyway.
Yeah, that's fine.
Actually, no, apparently I don't either, because the whole reason I'm supposed to do the intro is so I remember to intro myself, because like the first 10 episodes I never did that. So,
fuck you, I'm never on the show.
Good point. All right, so just some quick station notes. If anyone noticed the stream dropping in and out over the past couple of days, I had some power issues. It's been sorted, as far as I know. So, sorry about that. And we're exploring some new ideas for the station, possibly involving videos, YouTube, and video games. So,
Is it like power issues like you forgot to pay the bill?
No, it's like power issues like we have squirrels.
You see, they
power hungry squirrels.
It used to be analog power, really they've changed it to digital now.
Oh, okay.
No,
analog got first-hand taste what happened when power goes out at my house. The beeping starts.
Oh, God.
The bomb's going to go off.
Yeah, well, you know, when it's not getting that constant feed. Anyways.
Moving right along.
Yes, or attempting to, anyways. So, first story I got on here is from Ars Technica. A series of, basically we got new ClimateGate emails out. The actual slug from the article, a release of a series of emails apparently stolen from University of East Anglia's Climatic Research Unit was timed so that it would hit the news immediately before the Copenhagen Climate Conference. They didn't seem to affect the conference itself, where the details appear to have collapsed under their own weight, or details, deals. Haha, I can read. But they did spawn over half a dozen inquiries, all of which cleared the researchers of anything other than a cavalier attitude toward the UK's Freedom of Information Act. Nevertheless, whoever's behind the original release has loosed another batch in advance of this year's meeting. So, yeah, they either never got the original hacker out in the first place, or they got hacked again and somebody dumped out their emails.
Either way, somebody needs to fire their tech guy, because either A, it's their tech guy who's releasing this information, or B, he really sucks at his job.
Well, what it probably is they don't have a tech guy, because they're climate researchers, and they think they fucking know everything. So they're like, oh no, we can do this, and then they fail.
I could tell you something crazy. I'm within walking distance of this place.
Awesome.
So are you releasing them?
Are you just walking in there and borrowing their hard drives? Be like, yeah, I'll be right back.
Well, I can tell you their infrastructure is complete bullshit, because that's actually where we go to see concerts. They do live shows there.
Awesome.
Well, it is a university. I mean, that's not that weird.
Oh, yeah, but it's going through their networking. It's just complete bullshit. I've been in the university library. Everything is wide open.
Very nice. Well, you know.
That's all kinds of win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the real lesson here is if you're going to destroy evidence or make people think you're destroying evidence or badmouth laws or basically give people who disagree with you any kind of ammo, you probably shouldn't do it in email. You know, politics aside.
You'd think they would learn the first time, but.
People don't think. They post whatever they want. I mean, have you looked at Facebook lately?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But really, like, there wasn't anything to the emails. Like, they went, there's so many emails, and like, the only bad things that they could possibly find were things that were just taken way out of context and aren't actually bad if you actually read the entire paragraph. So I think that's why the second release, like, really just kind of flopped and everybody kind of just made fun of it, as opposed to blowing it way out of proportion like the original one, because the original one's already been fully exonerated by a number of different panels.
Right. They've gone through it, and all they've really found is that, like I said, they don't much care for the Freedom of Information Act. But
it wasn't outrageous enough, really. There was no clever little exaggerations from important people in there. It's all just numbers.
We have a late arriving SARD. So, let's see. Sard, are you in yet? Are you in? Are you in here yet, Sard? Yes, we are, because we're echoing off of you.
Cool.
Right. So we were just getting ready to discuss climate change and have a political argument.
Oh, God, where's... I was going to say, where's Suave when you need him?
Yeah, he's right here. He's ready to go.
Okay, that's good. I just got to make sure he's here, and we can discuss global warming. This is going to go great.
Yeah. I actually don't really want to get into it, because...
No, we've pretty much come to an agreement that we don't discuss that anymore.
Yeah.
Wait, it's, why not?
Yeah.
I wasn't here for this discussion.
Because you're all wrong.
of having
I Suave. Thought we came to the conclusion there is global warming, but it's because I'm starting large fires throughout the world.
Well, that's what I do every winter. I mean, you know, I've got that tire fire going outside the back of my house, and it doesn't feel any warmer. So.
Well, you see, I took over third world countries and turned the entire countries into tire fires.
Hey, I like that.
Yes.
So I'm telling you, Matt, I've been gathering my own data, and it's definitely been getting colder all November.
Nice. So, all right, next one up here. This one's always fun. This is from darkreading.com. Marriott International Corp was recently the victim of a rare type of targeted attack. The hacker pilfered sensitive documents from the hotel chain and then attempted to use stolen intelligence to blackmail it for employment. Okay, this is not rare. names. Attila Nemeth, 26, from Hungary, has pleaded guilty to U.S. District Court to hacking and extortion charges stemming from a bizarre case in which he placed backdoor malware on Marriott computers, exfiltrated sensitive documents, and then threatened Marriott with exposing the information if the company didn't offer him an IT position. This actually used to be really common, that they would hire the people who hacked them.
Oh, yeah.
You don't. I think I've said that before on this show, that's not a good idea anymore.
No.
How was it a good idea in the first place?
Because it used to work?
Yeah, because we would actually get jobs.
Yeah, but it was generally like you'd get on there and you'd like place your resume on their desktop or something like that. It wasn't like anything that would cause any sort of like major issues for the company.
Yeah, this is pretty much
you want blackmail in the company.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, as well, these days, the private sector doesn't tend to hire mercenaries anyway.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, no. These days, we call them consultants.
Yeah.
And they make a lot more money.
Yes, yes, they do. But, yeah, no, I mean, it used to be kind of fun. You know, you'd get in there, you'd do something goofy, be like, yeah, here's what I can do. You all should hire me. But nowadays, I mean, what this guy did was you know, was a contract short of a pen test. He got their documents, he showed that to them, and said, yeah, hire me. So the problem is, you do that after you get the job to do the pen test.
Yeah, basically, he did it wrong.
At the very least, tell them that, hey, can I prove to you how much you need to hire me? Or something like that, and they give you permission, then go ahead.
Yeah, well, once you get that, everything you ever read on doing a penetration test, you know, and anyone I've ever talked to, and, you know, personally and all that other stuff, you always get written permission. That's called the get out of jail free card.
Yeah.
It's like, no, they said I
don't
want to
be in the prison food. That's no good for you.
No. No, it does not.
And the connection speeds there are horrible.
What jails have you been to? Well, maybe they're in the UK. I don't know. The one here in New Mexico, they have like 10 up and down.
Oh, nice.
I refuse to make a statement without my lawyer.
No.
They have better connections than I do.
I'm right here. It's okay. You can make a statement.
So, okay, we all have to do research on any prisons we plan on going to.
I can just see that in front of the judge right now. Yes, sir, I hacked them. Can I please go to this prison right over here? I hear they have really good connections. It's like, what? Solitary? No. That's not what I...
You can
say, well, as long as they have Wi-Fi in the solitary area.
Long as I'm guaranteed 25 meg down, you can send me to solitaire all you want.
Okay.
Can I side note here. Right?
Does anyone remember the old school clear laptop cases?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Those were, you had to have that case on your laptop if you were going to bring it into prison.
Oh, yeah. You had to make sure there wasn't a shank in there.
Exactly. Even though everything in that computer can be used to make a shank.
Anyone who's been inside a computer has shanked themselves by mistake several times.
Yeah. You know, they sell that. That's one of the selling points of the really expensive cases is that they've rounded all the edges. I'm not even kidding about
that. Enough times that you almost could take out, you know, some stocks on his health insurance.
Hey,
but I actually invested in a case that was sanded.
Nice.
Well, actually, Analog's almost correct. I have not burned myself with a soldering iron for almost 6 months, so.
Now you've jinxed yourself.
Shut up.
Wow. Yeah, I have a fairly nasty blister on my left index finger right now from that.
What were you making?
I was rewiring a motorcycle.
That'll do it. Fair answer.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Next one up. This one's actually pretty good. It's off Lifehacker, but I think it's been posted several places. Good news for Facebook users who are also fans of privacy. Mark Zuckerberg has confirmed that Facebook has settled with the Federal Trade Commission and is now required to make all future privacy changes opt-in. In other words, they're not going in and just opening up your account willy-nilly and then posting, oh, yeah, we updated our policies. You got to change it again. You know, because they've only done that about six times.
Damn, that's going to make data mining even harder.
Yeah. Well, again, they have to – all these accounts that currently exist are still open if they haven't gone and done it.
Right.
Let's see. The FTC took Facebook to task on 8 counts of privacy violations, including changing information users set as private to public without any warning and still allowing access to photos and videos after the user deleted their Facebook accounts, which everyone has been bitching about. So, you know, again, if you don't want something public, don't upload it to Facebook. I don't care if it's marked private or not. You're still sending it somewhere you don't control.
I'm just confused. Don't put it on the internet.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Don't put it on the damn internet.
Pretty much.
Anywhere.
Yeah. I'm just confused about the statement of fans of privacy with Facebook.
Yeah, it is kind of an oxymoron, isn't it?
Yeah.
I have kind of a deviation if we want to take it. I don't know how you guys are doing on time about that whole
uploading. We just started, man. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, cool.
We've been here for hours, man. You're late.
Damn it. We just want to go.
No, I just saw an article today on essentially the future, like doing air quotes, and you guys can't see me, of data storage and all that, especially for the healthcare industry. Iron Mountain is essentially partnering with NetApp and making a giant cloud storage archive location geared towards healthcare because, as everyone knows, healthcare has a whole shit ton of images. And
they're huge. Yeah,
they can be, definitely. essentially, we were talking about this at work, and I'm with you guys, essentially. I think I don't care if it's Iron Mountain. It's still not on our disk. It's not in our data center. I don't want it anywhere else. What do you guys think?
If they were to do some form of encryption pre-upload, and that's not saying, okay, Iron Mountain, encrypt this for us. I mean, you all encrypt it, or, whoever, encrypt it, and then upload it to the cloud, and you have a sufficient key on that encryption. Like a TrueCrypt would be a good example of something you could use for this. You know, encrypt everything in a TrueCrypt image and have a really good gnarly password on it. Or even using TrueCrypt, you can use files as a password, actually, key files. So if you have something really good like that on there before you upload it to the cloud, that's actually okay. Because anybody else gets it, it's noise. Unless they even know how to, unless they even know what it is, it's junk data. And even if they do know what it is and know it's TrueCrypted, the FBI tried for like 3 years to crack some dude's laptop that was encrypted with the TrueCrypt from Brazil, I think. I'm fuzzing on the actual. But even then, they couldn't crack it.
Would that be like 256-bit AES?
Yeah, you know,
something like that.
Yeah, there's lots of options out there for that. That's generally what I do is the 256 AES. That's, you know, a good one, but something like that where if anybody else gets the data, you know, no matter what the in this case your cloud provider Iron Mountain says, you know, it's like, oh no, we make sure only you can get at it. Great, we're still doing this. I mean, it's because not only that, if you've got it all encrypted, let's say. Pick a dumbass reason Iron Mountain gets a subpoena for the data. Well, they hand it over to the government, no questions asked, because it's not their ass on the line. So the government gets noise.
But and even without the subpoena, right. we all know all it takes is one person making one mistake once.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, to do security exactly on the defensive side, everything has to be perfect. Yeah. And you have to have, you know, monitoring. So
yeah, it's double, triple check, ensure that that information that you're uploading is. I don't know, dude. I'm still not sold on it, just because, like I said, this is like raw DICOM images.
Oh yeah, no, I don't.
I have all sorts of patient data in it.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, an offsite backup's good to have, but it, you know, if you're gonna do something like that, you've really got to take the measures to make sure that it never leaves your control, and that's why something like encryption is good. But it is better if you just never send it to the internet in the first place.
Yeah, that's
the company that I work with is actually doing the similar situation because I work in EMR applications as well. They're doing their own cloud system. Just well, the company I work with is CAN, but they, exactly.
Sorry,
they're not doing any encryption on it either. And I'm just waiting for it to hit the fan. So,
well, if they're doing an internal cloud, like not sending it over any public networks, that can work. But I mean, leased lines are expensive, so we know they're actually going through the internet.
Yes, so, yes, they are.
Yeah. So, all right, next one up, some tech dirt. Which last time I used that on a show, Heavy got pissy with us because he didn't like it as a source, but whatever. Let's see. Tech Dirt talked to Creative America, and it's a astroturfing group set up by Hollywood Studios pretending to be a grassroots effort in favor of SOPA and PIPA, the two, you know, we can filter the internet laws going through Congress. And, you know, they've got a bunch on here. You know what? Screw it. The gist of the story is that NBC, Universal, and a few other studios are pressuring their partners to join this group, or they're refusing to do business with them.
Nice.
Yeah. The article is real long-winded and goes into, you know, how they know all this. But the short version is some of these studios are trying to pressure their partners into supporting, or they're just going to cancel their contracts with them. Which, I guess you can do that if you're, you know, it's a free speech issue, but damn. Don't like to see that.
In this case, I vote with my dollar. I don't watch NPC at all. We don't get it over here, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, no, I'm not, you know, patronizing them in any way either. So, it's just, of course, I don't watch much TV, like, at all. But, you know, it's one of those things where it's just, guys, you don't. Again, it comes back to, we talked about this on the last show, the laws. They're very, very poorly written. And what they do is very overreaching. And we'll come back to it when we hit the topic later in the show. But I don't know. I just. All right. Well, next one is this one's from Torrent Freak. Apparently, somebody seized the DNS for Mega Upload. The government took out Mega Upload.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and by somebody you mean the government, right?
Yeah. So
I thought they were. I thought their server was in Hong Kong.
Yeah, apparently that doesn't matter.
Oh, no. Oh, okay.
Probably. Yep.
They well, have a government too.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where it's physically located. All the government really has to do is just block the actual address, And like the file still might be there, the server's still there untouched. But
if you knew the IP address, you could still get at the thing and just stick it in a host file and you're fine.
But that's still going to cut off like 99% of their hits.
Yeah, it's on the same list that the MPAA sent to the government with the mm-hmm. Pirate Bay and a bunch of other file lockers and torrent sites. And they apparently seized several domains Monday, but 130 domains, but Mega Upload being the biggest one, which
that's why you don't register your domain in the United States.
Not I don't right think now. It matters.
Really?
For the most part.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're trying to do with this law is they're trying to be able to mandate to ISPs that they disallow DNS resolution of sites that they don't like. And by sites they don't like, that would mean sites that the RIAA and the MPAA don't like because they're the ones directing this.
Exactly, like you just said, the laws are so poorly written. It's just we don't like this site. Shut it down.
Well, that's exactly what it is because they're coming at it saying, "Oh, we've got to protect the children from the kiddie porn," and I don't know why everybody doesn't like seeing pictures of cats, but whatever. So,
tell you what, guys, don't worry about filtering in that on your end. We'll do it our end.
Yeah, no kidding.
But that's what it is. They make the kiddie porn argument. And then the RIAA and MPA shows up and says, well, since you're implementing filtering, you've got to take care of all of this illegal activity because it's way too hard for us to take care of, managing our content. So,
I mean, if all that crap gets passed, the only thing I see happening is they're going to start doing it. They're going to start blocking more and more sites, taking over them, redirecting the DNS and all that until they essentially go too far and... Either there's an outcry of, because Mega Upload was, had some legitimate uses. It's not
it had
all.
Several legitimate uses. That's what.
Exactly. It's not all crap or
are you,
pirated crap,
Are you sent me several clips of our shows where he's clipping them up and he sent them to me through Mega Upload. Now, I haven't pulled them all down and I can't get them now. So I'm going to have to go back to him and say, are you, can you send me these over Skype? Because they took Mega Upload down.
Right, and that's the only way it's going to get noticed. I mean, most of us, we've all heard of these laws and signed the petitions online and all that, but I'm so, Joe Blow, my mom, she has no idea what any of this is going or happening, and she's not going to until she tries to go to Facebook or something like that, and they've shut them down because of,
No, Facebook works with them. Facebook isn't going to get shut down. Facebook's just going to start, pointing the FBI.
Facebook is there to keep the people happy.
Bad example, then, I guess. I don't know. Something legitimate.
Okay.
Idea. So what we do is we get all these copywritten pictures, because that's really about all you can put on Facebook, and embed files inside of the picture, put them on Facebook. That way we have decent file transfer.
I think you're just going to start seeing a lot of people moving to things like I2P and darknet sites.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I agree with you, dude. Like that, I don't know. Part of me
is actually excited about that
just because that's pretty fucking cool, like a private DNS.
That's what we're going to be
moving
to.
Domain structure and all that. That's fucking cool, I think.
We're going to have to. It's all going to be underground, and then any chance of tracking it is just going to be gone. Which, I think they're going too hard after the copyright infringement. I think they need to re-examine it because you're essentially going after speeders with a tank.
The whole thing on the side of it going underground. Yeah, so it's kind of neat, but it's also going to prevent a whole lot of new people hopping in.
That's true.
Not knowing what's going on since...
Yeah,
you're
going to keep everybody who doesn't know what's going on and doesn't want to learn the game out, and you're going to keep. The bad part is by driving this kind of stuff underground, you're going to take it to where, yes, right now you can track people doing copyright infringement, and yes, there's lots of them, and yes, it is illegal, but again, it's like speeding is illegal. You don't shoot people for speeding, but here's the thing.
The problem as well is if they kick us onto a dark net, that takes away our ability to self-regulate as well.
Yes, it does. But the point I was getting ready to make is, you know, since they keep screaming that these laws are, you know, to protect people from the kiddie porn and all their truly nasty stuff out there, and, you know, hell, let's pick an argument they like. The terrorist communications, you're going to make this shit impossible to track. So the stuff that you really should be tracking and you really should be investigating and going after as well as the stuff that really, come on, nobody cares, is going to be impossible to track because you're going to shove it all underground. So you're going to take a situation where, yes, people are doing bad stuff on the internet, and you're going to make the truly bad ones impossible to find because you were going after everybody wanting to share, you know, bad music.
Someone uploaded BritneySpears.mp3. You have to nuke the server.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to make it really, really hard to do anything about the truly evil stuff out there because you went after some idiot listening to Hannah Montana. I mean, seriously?
The other downside I see to everything going underground would be, okay, me, you, we've got our own little, you know, dark net going on. But how do we know?
Quit telling people about that, damn it!
Hypothetical. Oh shit! You can't see my air quotes, and that's that. Yeah.
That's all right. The webcam picked them up. It's fine.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. So we have our own little dark net, whatever that would be, and someone else has their own dark net, but they have something cool that we want, and we'll never know about it because, well,
it's all encrypted. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all gone, in for the most part, unless we want to do a whole bunch of fun things to find it.
You essentially have to start finding ways to link dark nets, and then you have the same problem of not really trusting anybody, so you can't really get the dark nets linked because, oh, what if it's a Fed? And
exactly.
You know, it's going to be just, you know what honestly comes to mind is Prohibition in the 20s. You know, why do you think we have the mafia rings we do today?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's because they got their start running gin, running moonshine, and other alcohol. That's how the modern mobsters got their starts. Or at least
that was terrible. That gave us NASCAR.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but the thing is, okay, you made the alcohol legal, so now they're running drugs. It's an interesting parallel. I'm just pointing that out.
And kiddie porn.
Oh, God. There you are, pictures of cats again. I don't know why this
keeps...
Anyways. I mean, everybody likes LOL cats. I don't understand what the...
There must be a market for it, because if not, the mafia wouldn't be doing it.
Yep. There you go. So.
Underground kitten porn.
Wow. Yep. Let's see how much more mileage we can get out of that bad joke. So that's all I really had news stories wise. Digital dojo time. If somebody wants to give me some bad kung fu noises.
What? Ting.
Yes.
Ching chong ching.
Sorry, I've sort of misplaced the sound bite while I was reorganizing some stuff. So.
Oh, damn it.
No blatant racism this episode. Sorry.
We love you long time, Bong.
Okay, that's just creepy.
Racist.
I'm just going to clip that out and use that from now on.
Sounds good to me.
I'd play a few others from, you know, various shows, but like I said, I've got the sound clips misplaced at the moment. So, anyways, up this one's from Hackaday. Yeah, somebody took the polarization film off an old LCD and figured out that without it, your LCD essentially looks like a big white light. So then they took some of those 3D glasses from the movies and put the film on those. So you could only see the monitor if you're wearing the glasses. And this will apparently work on most any LCD screen.
That's fucking cool.
I'm not sure I'd want to sacrifice an LCD to do it, but I like the concept.
Yeah, you've got an old one hanging around, maybe.
Ultimate privacy screen.
I know. I think you can
find cheap ones online.
Yeah, yeah. Get on eBay, see if you can get a couple for, you know, less than $100.
All you have to do is find an old phone.
An old phone could work. I'm also thinking old laptops. This could be a good candidate for if you've got like an old Pentium laptop kicking around somewhere. You know, load a lightweight Linux on it like this, and now you've got the, you know, perfect laptop to be using for. Well, I don't know. What would you actually do with this?
For some reason, I see a lot of less work being done with people who have two monitors.
I'm just, you know, so what, you're at work and one monitor has the spreadsheet and the other one's whited out and you're sitting there playing Minecraft?
Yeah.
Or is this purely just for watching porn on the subway? I mean,
yeah, the uses do extend from porn to more porn.
You can't watch porn on a subway?
I do.
Yeah. Well, it's never stopped me before.
Well, you have the problem with the people next to you looking and joining.
You know, the small children looking over your shoulder and being horrified.
I ask them if they want to join right in.
Exactly. It's like, ooh, like this? See that? One day.
You want to try this?
Yeah. One day, little Janie, you'll be able to put your you know, ankles behind your head and guard the car for a half hour.
Keep digging.
Wow. Okay, moving right along. Excellently smooth transition here. No, not Rocket Snail at all. Speaking of Rocket Snail, has everybody seen that GIF? That is an awesome GIF. Anyways. Yeah, just Google an image search Rocket Snail and hopefully...
What is terrible is I know exactly the GIF you're talking about, and I have it on my hard drive.
It's an awesome GIF.
Hold on. I got to find this now.
It's this really well-done video where somebody took a little movie of a snail looking around, and then the thing sprouts a jetpack and flies away. It's really cool.
Yeah, abandoned thread.
Yeah, abandoned thread. That's exactly what it is.
That's awesome.
Anyways, so
I remember this.
Is that not a cool GIF? I mean, really.
But this is brilliant radio.
It's a cool GIF. Oh yeah,
yeah. It is.
Yes. We're talking about a visual medium and an audio medium.
Yeah. So everyone following along at home, open up your browser. It's the little blue E down in the corner.
Now go on this specific website. Yes, we're using IP addresses, not numbers, or not a URL. Don't worry, it's okay. It's gonna ask if you want to run this little Java applet. It's fine. I wrote. It's cool. Now,
oh, speaking of, I saw the best thing the other day. So,
Conboot to an administrator because I love doing that. That's the best. Conboot, you've never demonstrated that to somebody who doesn't really have a clue?
No, I have.
That's always great. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, so I was rolling through a major metropolitan town, and it seems like they all have Occupy movements now. I saw the absolute best sign ever. I want to recreate it and put it everywhere. It says, "Tired of the Republican Party?" ? "Tired of the Democrat Party?" ? "Join the Lemon Party at lemonparty.org.
Oh, where's Fox when we need him? He loves doing that bit.
I actually saw someone holding that fucking sign.
Were they wearing a V for Vendetta mask?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, of course.
Absolutely perfect. You should have taken pictures.
I almost crashed my car trying to get back there.
And that would have been album art.
Yeah, it was epic. And yeah, I actually stopped and got out. I was like, "Where is that guy?" And they're like, "Well, there's a lot of them running around in the mask." I said, "No, this is the sign." And they're like, "Well, you don't know."
Oh,
fucking useless, we can't damn read.
So, this next one up is a new tool. It's an update for a tool in Backtrack. It's called JoomScan. The JoomScan security scanner was recently updated with a new database to have 550 vulnerabilities. This thing is a tool specifically for scanning Joomla websites for file inclusion, SQL injection, command execution, and it hasn't been updated since August of 2009, and so now it's up to 550 vulnerabilities for Joomla, and it's part of Backtrack 5. So, a lot of companies are using Joomla websites because a lot of implementers like to use it to sell a theme because it's really easy to get up and going. And they, you know, once they've implemented it, they don't update it. They don't check the plugins they're using. They don't check the themes they're using. So you come back to a website that hasn't been updated by a webmaster for a year. Instead, they've all been, you know, sure, they've been putting content in it, but nobody's actually updated, you know, the PHP files. Mm. You know, you root the server.
The problem is they throw the money at it to buy a website, and then that's fine because they've got that website thing done.
Yeah, basically. Mm. So, you know, you root the server, you bounce from the server to their database, you bounce from the database to the, well, it depends on where their server's hosted, but if they're hosting it locally, back into their main network, and game over kitties. So, just a thought. Just thought of, you know. That's a neat tool for, you know, if you run a Joomla site, maybe you ought to run this thing and see if you need to update it. Just a thought.
Once again, proving that to use the internet, you do need to have a brain.
Or at least pay somebody who does. That works
exactly.
Too.
Yeah, good point, like, yeah. Ooh. Pay for someone.
If you want to hire us, because we have a brain, at least one in the entire group, I think.
We pass it around.
Well, I don't know. We do this show, so... Anyways, last thing I've got in Digital Dojo, this is awesome. Lightwork announced back in 2010 that they were taking the Lightworks video editor, which is, you know, a professional video editor. It's stuff they use in Hollywood. Open source.
Oh, this is sexy.
They did that last week.
Did it actually come out? Because I saw it got delayed.
It came out. I've downloaded it. Check the link.
Cool. All right.
So, yes, Lightwork has gone for free, and you can download it. And this is a professional video editor, and this is one of the reasons why we were talking about adding some video content to Galaxy 15. I know when we first started it, I said I didn't want to do video content, and that's still sort of true. I don't want to do live streaming video content, but I think we can film some stupidity in Minecraft or something and put that up on YouTube. So,
that video is a good time.
In Minecraft, hell, I'm going to use this to... Never mind.
Giggity.
YouTube, yeah, red tube, whatever.
Some tube, yeah. Yeah, this is going to get used.
Oh, yes, it is. So expect to see the quality of YouTube videos shoot up by like amazing amounts in the next couple of months. As people start to
shoot down, as every idiot with a camera starts making videos.
Well, that's already happened. Now they're just going to have access to better software.
He means the quality of the picture itself, not the content.
Yeah, not the content.
Oh, God, no, not the content. I mean, we're going to be making videos. God, how can the content get any better?
We should do music videos for Tacno.
This could be done.
I think it can.
So
it saved me a hell of a lot of time.
just 10 minutes of one of us running around, you know, out in the desert naked with a lot of really choppy, you know, cuts because that's artistic and shit like that.
Thank God I don't have a desert nearby.
It can't be any worse than the videos I put out.
Well, you did put out that video of you running around naked in the desert.
Yeah, that one's not on YouTube, though.
It's on one of the other tubes.
Right. So, again, we've just blown right through the middle part of the show, which is fine with me. So, because the only new music we have is Tax Album, and that's... can't use most of that yet. So,
because I'm an asshole.
No, because we respect that you've asked us to wait.
Yeah.
And I want some money.
Fair enough. Well, good God, how many free albums have you put out?
Oh, too many.
I think it's okay to ask to get paid on one of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, I paid for the last one, I think.
I've paid for several of them. The ones on Bandcamp where you could. Anyways, so all I've really got for a topic tonight is just how much does your ISP actually know? Because if you think about it, you know, everybody's worried about this company or your government tracking you. Is it it's actually the ISP who's in the best position to do that, because they are providing, you know, the pipe. They can literally see everything you do.
Yeah, I was just about to say, one of the funnest things to do when I worked for an ISP was to basically watch where people were going.
Well, I mean, you know, even with stuff like SSL and encrypted websites, you still see most of the DNS.
Oh, yeah.
So
you know where they are. You know basically how much data is coming through, so you know if they're watching video or music or, you know, shitloads of pictures, or if it's just text. There's also...
Well, there's tools out there. One of my favorites is Network Miner for just pulling pulling files and images right out of the network stream.
Now, the other fun thing to do is to just see how many people are actually transferring passwords via plain text.
Yes, we've all done the whole TCP dump string password. It comes up a lot.
A lot.
So, yeah, it's just, you know, if you think about it, though, your ISP really does see everything. So this raises two big questions. One, do you care?
No.
No?
I don't, because, well, I'm smart.
Well, I don't either, mainly because I don't believe... And you'd have to, like, piss somebody off up at the ISP for them to actually watch you.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. I tell people a lot. There was, when we were doing security consulting, we would have Joe Blow, regular guy, freaking out, going, they're going to hack me, they're going to hack me. It's like, you are not that special.
It's like, yes, they're going to hack you, but they don't actually care about you. They just want to use your computer to send spam. I mean,
yeah, and people get really angry when you look at them and tell them that they're not that special.
You are not a beautiful and unique snowflake.
Yeah. They're not. They're not that important.
Pick your favorite Fight Club quotes. I mean.
Yeah.
So. You know, and here's the other question. Are they even looking? I mean, yeah, they probably keep their logs. Do you think anybody even bothers to pull them up unless it's like, you know, there's a problem and they're trying to fix it?
I used to, but I was kind of a dork for logs.
Well, I have a hard, you know, where I work right now, I have a hard time getting them to send me the logs, because I'd like to write some tools to go through the logs and look for issues and try to solve it. It's like, somebody just logged into this email address from, you know, the local connection, and then 5 minutes later, they logged in from China. I don't think they can get there that fast.
Are you sure?
Well, I don't know.
Superman is on your network?
It's like, wow, and we've got five of them. And all of them have 123456 for their password.
Well, the reason why is because the first time they did it, they were just VPN'd back to their home.
No, that's a legit thing. You can figure out what address they come out of.
Yeah.
But, when it's like, and let's see, what are they spinning? Viagra ads. Yes, that's they get to change their password. and the problem is getting sysadmins to send their logs, you know, anywhere is like pulling teeth, because they know if they keep them, they ought to review them.
Yeah.
Warps, I'll send you my logs. You can pour through them. I'll be happy to do that. I don't have fucking time.
Yeah, sure. You get me up. We'll get a contract worked right up and we can handle that.
Woo! Sounds good.
So. I think one of the funnest things watching stuff come across was sitting at my mail server one day watching the logs kind of scroll by. It was late at night, so, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of activity. And I watched this one guy enter his password in about 50 times. And the only thing that was wrong with it was he had the caps lock key on.
Oh.
So me, being a good guy, I called him.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Talk about freaking the motherfucker out.
Yeah. And of course, I did it from the payphone around the corner. Called him. He said, hello. And I screamed into the phone, turn your fucking caps lock key off, hung up. Walked back inside. He had logged in fine.
Yes, we are the people who live inside your computer, and yes, we can see you.
Yeah. But then again, like 3 weeks later, I got my shirt in that says, I read your email, and almost got fired for it.
I've got that on a hat. I was asked not to wear it. They said it's unprofessional.
I know, right? I was like, dude, it's an undershirt. Granted, you could see it through my shirt and tie.
Everyone I ever worked with who wasn't in the IT, when they saw that hat, they thought it was hilarious.
No, man, that is pretty unprofessional, wearing a hat at work.
I am losing my hair. I mean, it's like, no, I don't really read your email. It's too boring. But
exactly. There you go. There again, it gets back to the, you're not that special.
Well, you know, for a long time, I've ran a IDS box, and I had it flag any IRC traffic that was on the non-standard ports, because, you know, that's what a lot of botnets were doing. It's a good way to catch them. And, you know, it turns out Justin.tv uses IRC on their back end for their chat servers, and they run it on a non-standard port. And some people have some really weird, sick conversations. It's like, yeah, this isn't creepy at all. No, I don't really want to read this anymore. I'm just going to delete that log. Yeah. It's like, I don't even want to pretend that I read that. I don't want to know. It's just like, fuck. So, but, you know, this does bring up a couple of points. If you do care about your ISP watching your actions, things like VPN, Tor, I2P, hell, even just remoting into a box somewhere else, generally can prevent your ISP from seeing what you're doing. I'm being fairly general here. I mean, if you want to get into specifics, they can, you know, if your Tor exit node is on the same provider as you, they might be able to put two and two together. That's a little bit more complex than just, say, watching the DNS logs. Another option would be using a DNS that's not from your ISP, like switching to OpenDNS or the Google one or something. That way, if all they're doing is logging DNS queries, they don't get those logs anymore. If they actually were watching the network stream, they could still see what you're doing, but they couldn't. They might not be logging that as directly, especially because full packet captures are huge.
Right.
Yeah, it's like I was using one of the top tier DNSs for my home box for a while.
For a long time, I ran my own DNS server and just pointed it at the top tier. That way, I could do a few custom entries, and that worked great.
Oh, I never even thought of that. Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
Well, mostly what I was doing was I pulled down. You used to be able to find them. I don't know if they're still around as much. You could pull down custom host files that had a whole bunch of the ad servers and the spam and, you know, the stuff you just didn't want to see. This was pre-ad block, by the way. I would just take those host files and drop them in the DNS server. That way, every computer on my network essentially had that host file applied, which blocked a ton of pop-ups and bullshit and everything else.
I bet you that would save a lot of bandwidth, too.
Over my connection at the time, it was a godsend. So.
Well, we don't get to see all those really nifty, flashing, animated GIFs in the corners.
And there was much rejoicing. So.
Aw. I kind of like those little animated GIFs up in the corner.
That's the best bit of the internet.
It is.
So, that's pretty much all I've got. For pure decking, of course, we can start promoing stuff. So let's start with the big one. Tack, go nuts.
Oh, God. Okay. I have an album coming out, as has been said a few times now. It's Post-Industrial Revolution. I think it's only the second album I've actually released this year. I am getting fucking slow. And it's coming out 1st of December is the official release date. It'll be on iTunes and on my Bandcamp. Fuck, what else do I have to say? There will be a party. I don't have the exact details at the minute.
We are going to be
ragged getting that sorted out.
We are going to broadcast the party on the stream, I believe.
Yeah, you said you were going to be doing a day or something?
Well, your last album, I think we ended up playing it for 24 hours a day on loop. But at the time, we didn't really have much planned on the station, so it was just kind of something to do.
Yeah, so the listener count's going to take a nosedive.
We only have two users anyways, or two listeners.
We actually have two listeners on the stream right now, and I don't know who they are.
Dun, dun, dun.
So, oh, wow.
They're both me. I'm just trying to make myself look famous.
Oh, well, fair enough.
Awesome. No, the album should be kept. The album's fucking coming out shortly. It will be out before this shows up, I expect.
Actually, I'm checking the shout box right now. So if somebody wants to, if you're on the stream and you want to say hello, I'm watching it now. So,
well, you know, the show is kind of live, Tack.
Oh, yeah. We do that thing now, don't we?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I put a lot of work into that, remember?
I'm not used to this live thing. Everything I do is pre-recorded.
So.
Yeah, so there's no editing out, you know, my eating Honey Nut Cheerios in post.
Yeah. Post, what is this post you speak of?
Exactly. That
requires effort.
Yeah, that's where you post it to the website, isn't it?
Yes, yes, that's it. So, anyways, though, also, of course, remember, check out RU's Open Mic Nights. That's usually on early Saturday morning for us. Could be Friday night. I'm not really quite sure of the time. I'm usually not up for that one. Of course, I have nothing every Saturday. No more newsreel. The Galaxy 15 radio site and Twitter handles. And listen to the stream all day on the first so you can catch Tack's release party. Has anybody else got stuff they wish to pimp?
Most weeks have the Nameless Review 7 on Mondays.
I kind of skipped
this. I skipped this week since I kind of got distracted by Skyrim. Sorry, people.
Well, you could just review Skyrim again.
That's true, but it's a bit late now. If I don't play anything else by next week, I'll review it again.
You see, you should get some people on who've never played it. And...
Yeah, like me. I refuse. I won't touch it. You know, I won't touch Skyrim with your dick. I'm sorry.
Hey, but you
sacrifice
know what?
Your life to the gods of Skyrim.
Are you once said that about Minecraft? Just
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, and look what happened to his mental health once you got him Minecraft.
He's missing weeks of his life.
Yeah, I avoided that bullet too. A friend of mine, God, it was a little over a year ago. Yeah, because it was at my family's Thanksgiving, and I looked bored out of my mind, and one of my cool cousins said, here, check this out, and sets a laptop in front of me and walks away.
So after you installed the keylogger and read through all of his email.
Well, yeah, you know, there was that and the pictures of his girlfriend and all of that good stuff. Yeah, I was like, okay, well, what is this Minecraft you speak of? And I started playing. I was like, oh, this is neat. This is neat. I looked back down at my watch and realized it had been 3 hours. I closed the laptop and walked away going, I will never touch that again because I will lose a decade.
Yeah, it does that. Minecraft is actually a time machine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunately, it only goes forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wants to make it go backwards.
Yeah, but those just get odd and confusing.
So.
Yeah. It's like my motorcycle. It warps space and time.
Yep. Sounds about right. So we're going to close it on there. I'm actually going to play a track off his Tack's new album here. See, which one would you agree on? Oh, I threw it in the deck already.
Upgrade Me Deeper. The video has just gone live on YouTube.
Yeah, we're going to play that to close out the show. And
so wait, is this like the world broadcast premiere of the song?
I think the YouTube version went live a little before we started.
But yeah, this is broadcasted. That's just
This would be the premiere.
The streaming premiere. How about that?
there we go.
Real red carpet event.
It is.
Wait, red carpet? Where's the redhead?
Well, the carpet started off white. There was an accident.
Oh, well. All right.
To go replace all of my fractured bones. I want to live. I want. want to know where was God when I was born? The day that I was torn from the womb in sterile room. I'm baptized and looking at you. I've heard you heathen shout to throw the science out. What to do when the world breaks you? Give up the lie and we'll fix you too. Upgrade me deeper, biological creature. Upgrade me deeper, my body's my machinery. Upgrade me deeper, biological creature. Upgrade me deeper, my body's my machinery. Analyze my discontent, debug and I repent. How can steel have a soul? My spirit is electrical. Found a cure for death, an exploit in my breath. I traded my immortal soul for body parts with cruise control. Upgrade me deeper, biological creature. Upgrade me deeper, my body's my machinery. Upgrade me deeper, biological creature. Upgrade me deeper, my body's my machinery.
Machinery, my body's my machinery.